الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur, maybe you have heard with the title of Haditha al-Ifk, which is the highest level of lie. Al-Ifk, the top level of lying. It was when the Munafiqeen and some good Muslims, but they did make a mistake behind the Munafiqeen, they accused Aisha radiallahu anha of committing al-fahisha. So in this context, it's a long, huge, full story. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I quote, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَلَهُمْ لَهُمْ لَهُمْ مَزْبُوطًا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. This is like a rule principle. Allah says, إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع, those who love, and put underline just love. The ayah did not say those who did act. Did not say those who did just love. No action yet. الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة, those who would love that the فاحشة to be spread. Now the word فاحشة is like a general meaning, contains anything horrible and bad has to do with something like zina, which is adultery, fornication. Anything has to do with the illegal relations between the two sexes, such as what they call in English that promiscuity, العلاقات الجنسية خارج مؤسسة الزواج, any illegal sexual relation outside the institution of marriage is called in English promiscuity. This is the Christian terminology, okay? Now, this is under, which contains friendship, boyfriend, girlfriend, contains porno sites, contains friendship through the cyber, you know, connections, through the digital connecting, websites, movies, all of these things are called fahisha. All of them, they are under the word fahisha. So we go back. Inna alladhina yuhibbun, those who love that the fahisha. You know what is the fahisha now? To be spread among Muslims or among believers. Allah says, lahum adabun alim. Allah is promising them definitely, as part of the law, they will face a severe torment, severe punishment in this dunya and in the akhirah. Wallahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. And Allah knows the best while you don't know. So my point is, now we know what's the fahisha, and I think you agree with me that we have a lot of aspects which tell you that they are exactly the fahisha in our time. Now my point is, yuhibbun. Just they love. They did not do anything yet. Are you with me? Just, which means their feelings, wow, it's good. It's good that we have this. It's good. By this, he is a partner in full in punishment, this dunya and hereafter. What about those who agree? What about those who support? What about those who give? Just to make it in short, to give you a practical example. Now, in our Islamic terminology, fahisha is equal to the worldwide and in specific Western terminology for the word terrorism. If you support terrorism, you are in big trouble. If you love terrorists, you are in a big trouble. If you love terrorists, you are in a big trouble. If you show even emotional support, you are in a big trouble. This is exactly Islamic terminology for fahisha. You are in big trouble with Allah. So be careful. But what does this mean, Sheikh? Why you are telling us? You have to look at your hearts. Don't accept for the concept of normalization to be, you know, coming to your heart regarding fahisha. Be careful. Don't accept at-tatbi'ah. You know tatbi'ah? Don't let anything has to do with fahisha be normal in your heart. Because normal means next step, you might love, which means, okay, they're right for us, okay. This is what they want. This is what they think.
شو فيها؟
What's the problem? The majority they agree upon this. Okay, I can do nothing, but you are not allowed to love fahisha. Because love is an act of support. And Allah is saying, لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. The minimum of requirement in Islam to reject it by your heart, the minimum. Now, beyond that, as in another hadith, when the Prophet Muhammad was talking about تغيير المنكر, okay, how to change the munkar, قال فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. In another رواية, وليس بعد ذلك مقدار حبة خردل من إيمان. When you see this kind of evilness, bad thing, if you can't do anything to change it, the least of declaring your status before your Lord is to hate it by your heart. Which means, ya Allah, I can do nothing, but, okay? If you don't have this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says, if you don't have this, which means, now, next step, you have pushed yourself to the status of your, might be outside the fold of believers. قال وليس بعد ذلك مقدار حبة خردل من إيمان. Not even like a small thing of iman, as if it's saying there is the dangerous of being outside of the fold of religion itself. Imagine. That's why, you know, hearts, it's something amazingly, because you know, when you go back to niyya, what is the niyya here? Okay, inna lam amalu bin niyat wa inna lam kullu imri'in. We did that before, but just my core points. يحبونا أن تشيع الفاحشة. Just the love. So we need really to prepare ourselves. The minimum you should reject evilness. You should reject الفاحشة. And by the way, I'm not exaggerating if I say many people without be paying attention they fall into this trap. The normalization, the تطبيع, easy going. Everyone says this. What's the problem? Why should I be the biggest problem? Why should I be the troublemaker? Blah, 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 blah. 1 month, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, okay. Well, I think normalization. Now, next step, this could be this problem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.